You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Former Richmond City Council member Jovanka Beckles and Democratic organizer Buffy Wicks are competing to represent California's 15th Assembly District. That includes Berkeley, Emeryville, parts of Oakland, and Richmond and San Pablo. They're running to replace Tony Thurmond, who's now a candidate for State Superintendent of Public Instruction. Earlier this month, Wicks and Beckles had the chance to speak to some of their potential voters at a candidates' forum in Berkeley, hosted by the League of Women Voters. KELW's election coordinator, Angela Johnston, has more.
Hundreds of people, from students to retirees, gathered in the Berkeley Community Theater. And very quickly, the candidates got to one of the biggest issues of their campaigns, housing. It's clear Beckles and Wicks both have a desire to solve the housing crisis. Where their differences show is how to solve it. Take, for instance, Proposition 10. That's a measure on the state ballot which would repeal the Costa-Hawkins Rental Housing Act in order to allow cities to expand their own rent control laws. Beckles is a strong supporter of Prop 10.
I absolutely 100% support Prop 10. We cannot continue to displace our community members in our district. And that's why we have to build more affordable housing. Please vote for Prop 10 this November because the rent's too damn high.
Wicks agrees on the high rent, but not on supporting Prop 10.
I've spoken to folks who build affordable housing experts, the NAACP, the building trades labor unions. And they are all in opposition to Proposition 10 because they are concerned that this will exacerbate our housing crisis by halting the construction of new homes. And we desperately need new homes in California. We have a severe shortage. So if you talk to folks that build affordable housing, they have these concerns.
Instead, Wicks wants to increase the renter tax credit from $60 to $600. She also spoke about creating a legal defense fund for renters who are facing unfair eviction. Another main campaign point for both candidates is healthcare. Both support a single-payer healthcare system in California, a system financed by taxes that would cover the cost of essential healthcare for all residents. But how do they differ? It's more a question about when the current system could change. Wicks doesn't believe that President Trump would give California the funds needed to enact a single-payer system anytime soon.
So in the meantime, let's make sure our system here works well. Let's put a public option on the exchange. That way, in a 2020 environment, we can then actually work with the federal government and create a single-payer system here so that everyone can have the access and the health care that they deserve in this state.
Beckles reminded the audience that she worked as a mental health specialist for Contra Costa County for 18 years. And she insisted on working to get a single-payer health care system as soon as possible.
I will move towards a Medicare for all, single-payer healthcare system that takes profit out of the service of people. That's why I believe that, as in California, we can do that. But until that happens, there are certain things that we can do right now.
Like, she says, ensuring that doctors, nurses, and all healthcare workers have safe working conditions in the hospitals. And implementing what she calls a, quote, publicly funded care coordination system, unquote, between providers fighting to protect existing health coverage. Then education took the stage. Beckles wants a moratorium on new charter schools in order to spend more money on public schools.
We've seen how the for-profit education system is ruining and sucking the lifeblood out of our public school systems. And that's why I will be a champion to fully fund our public schools.
Again, Wicks disagrees. Instead of an actual moratorium, she wants to make sure people get a better understanding of how the resources on charter schools are being spent.
Now, I will never begrudge a parent for sending their kid to charters. You know, parents are making difficult decisions. I'm a parent, I understand. But we've got to have more accountability and transparency around our charter schools.
Both candidates also want to tackle funding problems in the higher education system. Beckles and Wicks agree on closing what they call the commercial loophole in Proposition 13. This future reform could allow the state to receive more tax dollars from commercial properties by assessing them at their current market value and to put that money toward education.
We subsidize it by taxing the rich. we close the tax loophole in Prop 13. And as I said earlier, that's how we do it. That's how we get the resources that we deserve. We as working people in California, we are the ones that created the wealth. California is the fifth largest economy in the world with the largest concentration of billionaires. We, the workers, created that wealth, and we deserve to have the resources that it would bring forward. And so, again, that's how we fund universal preschool. That's how we fund universal tuition-free public colleges for all of our students in California.
WIX chose to focus on the racial inequality in the education system.
Kids of color have less access to good early childhood care, right? And it starts even before that. Mothers of color have less access to prenatal care. And then we see those racial inequities exist within our education system all the way through to the point that UC Berkeley's last class was only 3% African American.
During the forum, the candidates also discussed other topics like transportation and criminal justice. At the end, both WIX and Beckles gave shout-outs to their political role models. For WIX, this was an easy one.
The man that I worked for 6 years, President Barack Obama. Don't we miss him, especially right now. I learned a lot working for him. To me, he's one of the most thoughtful, smart, engaging, compassionate leaders that I've ever had the honor to work alongside and to work for, and it was an extremely humbling privilege for me to serve him for the 6 years that I worked for him.
Like WIX, one of Beckel's biggest idols also ran for president.
Bernie Sanders. Because Bernie proved that you can run a presidential campaign without taking any money or benefiting, because we got to put that in. You cannot take money from corporations, but he did not benefit either from the billionaire class. And he helped to propel a movement for the people, a movement to take back our government from corporate control.
WIX had the largest share of votes in the primary, around twice the amount as Beckles. But Beckles heard a lot of support at the candidate forum, and that could indicate that the race for California's 15th Assembly District will be very competitive. In Berkeley, I'm Angela Johnston for Cross Currents.